RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you have a business plan for your children? In this 21st century business plan that parents might want to think about, there are a lot of things as we think about raising children that crop up now that didn't crop up when we were growing up. Do you need to have this business model in your head to raise your children just the way you want to raise them? Well, we're not so sure, and just might be. My guest is Dr. Laura Janna. She's a pediatrician, health communicator, and the award-winning author of two parenting and three children's books. Welcome to the show, Dr. Janna. So the 21st century business plan for parents. So what is that? What do we need to be thinking about when we're thinking about becoming parents?
Well, you know, it's great that you asked it the way you did, because the emphasis being on a 21st century business plan, you know, in days past, you had your 10-year plan in business and you figured out how you were going to, you know, work your way up over those 10 years in business. The world now is changing very quickly. And the idea that you could predict, you know, 10 years ago, we didn't have iPads. So the idea of predicting what's going to happen 10 years from now is unrealistic. But what we need for parents, I think, you know, we get so fixed on this idea of an owner's manual, tell us what to do with babies. And it is overwhelming when you have a newborn. But the idea of keeping your sights on what skills do we want our kids to end up with? What do we know results in happy, healthy, successful children becoming happy, healthy, successful adults? That's the sense of a 21st century business plan, not all the step-by-step recipes for it. How to keep your eye on the ultimate goal and work your way there.
It sounds methodical, and we all know, Dr. Janna, that parenting is messy and unpredictable and not at all methodical as much as we would like it to be. Our lists are followed and we cross them off, and then that's accomplished and we move on to the next. What do we do with the sort of unpredictable aspect of all of this?
Well, it's absolutely for that reason that I think we need to have a little bit more of this mentality of a strategic plan. Because if you look at, you know, business plans for dummies, which I literally have done in comparison to a parenting book, it literally is the case for a business plan or a strategic plan is how do you address unexpected obstacles and all the messy stuff that inevitably is going to happen along the way. If you set your sights on what your ultimate goal is and make sure that what you're doing at each of those incremental steps along the way, right, whether they're easy or messy or unexpected, that helps keep you on course. And that's almost by definition what a business plan is supposed to do for you. In parenting, we tend to get so overwhelmingly busy and sleep-deprived in all the details of parenthood that we forget to look up and try to keep our sights set on where we want to end up at the end of all of it.
Where do we want to end up at the end of all of it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I always say it's very universal to say that you want your kids to grow up to be happy, healthy, successful. But now there's a lot of research going on in areas completely outside of parenting that tells us what it takes to be happy, healthy, you know, successful. All very interrelated, but there's some simple things. I mean, part of it is being engaged in something bigger than yourself. And, you know, as somebody who's spent the last 10 years in educational childcare as well as pediatrics, I spend a lot of time figuring out how to get two-year-olds to start down that path of, you know, being involved in the community, charitable giving, you know, and the roots of that are as simple as learning to share when you're talking 2 or 3 year olds, but 5, 6, 7 year olds doing things that don't all have to do about you. It's just an example of where we now know happiness, for example, a lot of the happiness research shows that it comes from doing things for other people, yet we're kind of raising kids in a me-centric, you know, selfie sort of society.
Well, we certainly are. And how do we avoid that? How do we avoid all of these selfies and all of these things that are turning children into that me-centric? Because even now, Dr. Janna, kids are looking toward the future and assuming that they're going to, and we're going to talk later about older children, but they're assuming that they're just going to jump right into the workforce and make twice as much as we do. And that does happen even sometimes. So how do we stop them when they're little and young and we've got a chance to make them care about others and not be so me-centric?
Well, you know, the really sort of refreshing research that's coming out now is that's sort of innate to children. That even, you know, I just went to a presentation on the roots of generosity. You can demonstrate them using really good academic research in a 3-month-old. So what, it's almost more our responsibility as parents of how do we foster the skills we want our kids to have later early on as opposed to training it out of them. And part of the challenge, this is why I say we need a strategic plan more than just an owner's manual, is because that's where you think about what are the things you're doing and does it lead you where you ultimately want to go. And it's not that every time you give your kid a cookie, you have to wonder whether that's, you know, heading towards a healthy future or not. But be aware that years worth of all those little things we do in early childhood, whether it's giving kids rewards for things or, you know, sort of bribing them to do stuff or, you know, cookies and junk food and then wondering why we've got a childhood obesity problem 10 years down the road, those things add up. It just gets, it's almost a different mindset for parents, saying all those early things really do matter for long-term outcomes.
So give us the best way to start our list, to start our business model or business plan, as it were, when our kids are very small. How do you start?
Well, first of all, and again, it's one of the safest assumptions that every parent wants their child to be happy, healthy, and successful. And obviously, success is a little bit open for discussion of what that means to different people, but happy and healthy. And then you look and you want physically active. You want kids to be curious. You want them to be out and doing things and exploring. And then start looking at the things that we do in early childhood, right? Because if you have that big picture in mind, then it doesn't make so much sense that we keep kids strapped in car seats and strollers and high chairs and everywhere we can strap them in, we strap them in. And then at the end of the road, we want them to do all these kind of, you know, active and creative and go out and, you know, explore the world. But we haven't set them up for that.
Okay, so we're making our lists. We're thinking about activity and even healthy eating and teaching our kids that long-term sort of love of healthy foods and getting them to learn, getting them to do all these things. Then
sure.
It's the implementing that. That's,
yes.
I mean, are we supposed to pound this into our kids' heads?
No, it's almost more that if parents have a North Star, like you've got something to set your sights on, it gives you direction because there are going to be things. You know, when I first went into pediatric practice, it very quickly occurred to me that no matter how smart I was, how much I memorized, how much I knew about academic pediatrics, someone was going to walk in the door in the morning and ask me a question I've never heard of before, something that happened that morning when I was already in the office. And the idea of being able to have the answer, like the literal answer for every step along the way, is unrealistic. Having an approach, which is really sort of that North Star strategic plan, where do you want to go, helps you make decisions about what you want to do with your kids. You know, understanding that you want them. You know, one of the examples I always use is, at the end of all of this, lots of people love disruptive innovation, right? We're in a, you know, 21st century, love innovation and technology and all these things, yet never once in 18 years of raising children, you know, where you say along that whole course, is the word disruptive ever a positive thing, right? So we spend all this time with our heads tucked down trying to get through sleeplessness and all the challenges of parenthood, and all of a sudden we, like, look up and we want our kids to be innovative, creative, disruptive innovators, all these new things. So sitting down and thinking, what's important to you? What do you want your child to be able to do? And a lot of parents, when you really get down to it, you want your kids to be nice people. You want them to be caring about other people. Yet a lot of what we do gets so focused on that very sort of regimented, you know, color in the lines, do all the, you know, very kind of predictable things. That's not where we're heading kids. You know, that's not where we ultimately want them to end up.
Well, disruptive is a good word, and sometimes you need to be a little disruptive, as you say, to be successful and shake up the world. In the last 30 or 40 seconds, Dr. Jana, wrap up the 21st century business plan for parents.
So 21st century, we know things are accelerating at a very fast pace. The world's changing quickly, and it's a false sense of security to say you can stake your, you know, put a stake in the ground and know where you're headed 10 years from now, where you want your kids to be. It's more a matter of what really matters, what do you want for your kids in the long run, and then make your decisions, but be adaptable. You can make decisions with that North Star of knowing where you want to be, happy, healthy, successful children, caring about the world, engaged, empathetic, those sorts of things.
There are certainly things that are more important than others, and that's what we want to do with our children. So set up your 21st century business plan and get your kids on the right road to a healthy and full life. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on the award-winning Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.